This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Well, hey everyone, this is not a video I normally like doing, at least not for my main channel, but I've gotten so many requests that, you know what, fine, I'm tired of responding to everybody individually via text and copy and pasting the same answer throughout. So I figured, you know what, I'll give you my honest reaction. So if you've seen the trailer for The Batman, starring Robert Pattinson, directed by Matt Reeves, well, I'm gonna play it here, and then I'll give you my thoughts on that. But before I play it, just to tell you what I expected to see in a future Batman movie, for why it might affect the way you think I'm gonna react to it, and also to tell you why I'm even reacting to this, is because most of everybody in my social circle knows me to be probably the biggest Batman fan they know. And sometimes it's, I don't joke around, I say I'm Batman for a reason. Well, with all that being said, I have a very long storied history with the character. I was part of the viral campaign for The Dark Knight, so I do have some movie memorabilia that I've kept secured, and invitations for Warner Brothers to go see The Dark Knight. I was one of the first ones to review The Dark Knight before it even got released internationally. So it was one of the best times I've ever had when I was doing what is called the Critic Corner, which was my movie blog. The blog itself is still up, so a lot of my memories remain there. But that's kind of where all this comes to a head as to why I'm even bothering addressing this. And I'm not doing it in my studio setting. I'm actually locked away in the laundry because I've been trying to commit my thoughts down, but the kids keep interrupting. So I'm gonna try to get through to this before you know, just get any more distractions. But before I start playing this, like I said, people were asking me, because so far I've basically called every single Batman movie since Batman Begins out. So they were asking me, so what do you think is fit for the next movie? There was two things that happened. One is that Ben Affleck was supposed to direct, write, and star in it, which then became him just as writer and star because Matt Reeves came on board, hence why Matt Reeves is directing this one. Which is, when I heard the news, I wanted Ben to direct it. So when Matt Reeves brought in, like, okay, cool, at least they brought a director that I'm happy with for the most part. He's not J.J. Abrams bad, but he comes from that school of thought. And still, he's I like what he's done for the Apes franchise, and you know, I would have trust him with the keys to the Batman. But then the news came that Ben just dropped out altogether, and about a month ago he actually opened up about to why. Basically, the role ruined his marriage too, and he's struggled with alcoholism and all that. So you can look it up for yourselves to find out more as to why he dropped out. So I respect that. That's cool. And he's actually come back, so he's going to be coming out, maybe reshooting some things for the Snyder Cut. But most of all, he'll be coming out in the Flash movie coming up, along with Michael Keaton. So we'll see how all that plays out. Anyway, not to go into long in the tooth, but originally it looked like the film was shaping up to be something along the lines of The Dark Knight Returns 1986, a comic book by Frank Miller. Once that happened, looks like when they cast a younger Batman in the case of Robert Pattinson, I got disappointed. Because I assumed they were going to go back to more of the origins of Batman, and that's what I got tired of. Can't we just see a freaking established Batman already? Maybe with the whole Bat family. And fortunately, we're not getting that so far, because this new movie is basically like a year one, a year two. For those familiar with the comic book, there's a novel called Batman Year One that also came out around 1986, I believe, or 1988, that basically chronicles the beginning of Batman. It in part inspired Batman Begins, but it looks like they're drawing upon kind of like that, because a lot of those characters and storylines do carry over to this movie. Anyway, I got the dog barking in the background, so let's just go to the trailer. If you haven't seen it, you're watching it with me. I'll let the thing play, then I'll say my comments here for afterwards. I like the tone. I don't like the toys. What I mean by that is the dark tone the movie's taking, that's what I want and need in the Batman series. Some say it's like the Arkham Asylum novel come to life. I don't know. I don't think so. But if it's using that tone, sure, cool, let's go with it. What I don't like about the toys, that means I just don't like almost everything. I don't like the so-called Batmobile. I don't like the Batcycle. I don't like the suit. The cowl is okay. I don't think Robert's wearing it to his best, but that's also part of the costume department to make him look better. So I don't like that part. I don't like the new bat symbol. It just doesn't really call to mind Batman immediately when I see it. It's kind of like a blend of the modern Robin emblem and also maybe a little bit of Nightwing. So that's why I'm like, that doesn't really look like the bat, like actual bat. I mean, yeah, you could extrapolate from it, but still, anyway. Besides that, I have no issue with the casting after Ben left and they had to restructure the project altogether. So when I said for the next movie what I would like to see, because some people are like, well, they're going to go back to the beginning, so we're going to watch Joker again. I hope not. But if you want to see something along the lines of someone teasing Batman like the Joker, it would have to be someone that could take Batman on mind to mind, and that was the Riddler. And most of everyone thinks about Jim Carrey when we think about the Riddler. And I said, no. Riddler is a menacing villain. And they made him even more menacing in recent iterations of the Riddler. So it looks like that's exactly what we're going to see. Colin Farrell is supposed to be playing Emperor Penguin. Zoe Kravitz, I think she looks like a great fit as Selina Kyle. And Jeffrey Wright, I know that some people were like, wait, they're race swapping some of the characters. When I heard that Jeffrey Wright was set to or tapped to play Gordon, I'm like, I could totally see him as Gordon. And the first look, I'm like, that's Jim Gordon. That's him. So yeah, no issues there. So Andy Serkis being Alfred, pretty cool casting. But Paul Dano being Riddler, oh man. I have a feeling it's going to be like Riddler slash Hush, just because of the way it teased it at the beginning. But I don't know how far we're going to get into this thing. So we'll see. Now, Robert Pattinson, he's the one I don't have an issue with in the sense of him being Bruce Wayne. Most people just know him as a Twilight guy, like the... No, the shiny vampire. No, the dude can act, and I know he can bring something nuanced to the character. I don't think the structure and the costume is doing him any favors here to win over some fans, because the goth look isn't cool, but I do like that they're keeping the eyeliner on, because that's kind of one of the things that ruined the other movies. It's like, okay, we see every Batman take off his cowl, but we always see him take him out from behind their, like behind their back, because they have the eyeliner on. Otherwise, it'll look as ridiculous as it did. And even though it's an awesome movie, probably the best Batman movie made, Batman Returns, where Michael Keaton finally takes off his mask. And in one shot, it's, he has eyeliner. The other shot, he doesn't. So it's like, we know that. So I'm okay with the eyeliner being in. The thing is, though, he looks kind of small. And what I mean is, Batman's supposed to be a brawler and a ninja. So if they wanted to find somewhere like in the medium, I think maybe Christian Bale big. I think that would have fit, because I think Ben actually had that brawler look, which was pretty cool for his version of Batman. But in this case, I think they padded the suit to make Robert look bigger. And that's kind of my issue there. Like, I'm finding that not really believable, despite the little clip of him in, a combo action with one hand taking out some dude. Yeah, being smaller means you're more athletic and speedier, but that also comes at the cost of strength. So I don't know how they're going to convince me that this guy might take on 102 guys, because that's technically what Batman's supposed to be able to do, a one hand tied behind his back kind of thing. That's just us nerds in the comic. But other than that, like I said, I like the direction that they're going with it, and the tonality and all that. We still got a lot of time to see the final product, but I'm not happy we have to go back to the origins. Freaking A, man. Why can't we see an established Batman? That's what I'm upset about. But if we see the whole original story going a direction, look, it's like, okay, Batman Begins, explore the origins. Okay, that's cool, because it started a whole new franchise. Then when The Dark Knight Rises came around, we had Batman versus Superman coming out not too long thereafter. And for that, what do they tease? They tease freaking, like the opening scene is just, it's Bruce Wayne's origins again. Like, oh my goodness, okay. And at the same time, we had Gotham TV, the Bruce Wayne origins. Holy smokes, man, everybody knows the origins. Why do we got to see it every single time? It's like everybody's saying that I could do it better than you can. I hope they don't do that here. Let him reflect on his pain, sure, but let's move on from this. That's why a lot of people do like what Zack Snyder was doing with Ben Affleck's Batman. He's like, he's established. He has different pain. The pain of losing those in his crusade against evil, which would have been awesome to see it explored here. But whatever, we're not getting that. We're getting all this, and it's more of a year two type thing. Let's hope it's a lot more established than previous iterations that we don't have to see the frickin' origins again. But that's my honest take about all this. I didn't want to go all this long-winded, but sorry, I'm in a loud environment too. So anyway, those are my thoughts. What did you think? I'm curious too. Anyway, this is an unconventional video that I normally do for my channel, so I'll just leave it at that. Like, share, subscribe, so you don't know, and I'll see you in the next one.